A plan to overhaul Michigan's public defense system hit a roadblock this week in the form of State Attorney General Bill Schuette. Michigan's system is considered one of the worst in the nation. What are Mr. Schuette's concerns about the proposed changes, Jack?
Well, it doesn't seem to be so much his issues as the way in which he put them forth. Alan Cropsey, who was a state senator and now works for Attorney General Schuette, came to the legislature and presented all these objections without giving them copies in advance, and the legislators felt blindsided, and the Republicans, if anything, seemed to be more offended than the Democrats. The kind of odd thing about this, too, is that the bill to overhaul this and to actually provide more resources is sponsored by Republican State Representative Tom McMillan, who's usually regarded as about the most conservative person in the legislature, certainly on social issues. But whatever the Attorney General was doing, he didn't make himself any friends in the legislature. Some people said to me they thought he was sort of posturing to get the approval of right-wing people who didn't want to spend any more money on criminal defense. That's not clear to me, but he kind of laid an egg.
Governor Snyder rose a few eyebrows this week when he said Michigan's been taking the wrong approach to higher education for the past three or four decades. What did he mean, Jack?
Well, he was talking about primarily what we used to call vocational education. He had a point. He said there's all this stress and emphasis on getting four-year college degrees, and there may be more of those needed, but there's also a very strong place for welders and plumbers. The governor once told me that any welder in the state of Michigan, even in bad times, can get a job in 20 minutes. And I think that he does have a point there. And I think the idea of one size fits all, everybody should have a BA degree or an MA degree, isn't necessarily so. The interesting thing now is whether the governor and his administration is going to come forth with a plan and put some more resources into helping promote these kind of occupations.
Well, while we're speaking of young people, there's a move afoot to bring back the Michigan Civilian Conservation Corps. What is that, Jack, and how does it work?
Well, there's a lot of romantic memories of the old Civilian Conservation Corps. This was the New Deal program, Franklin D. Roosevelt's program, where they sent many thousands of young people into the forest and paid them. These are people that have jobs during the Depression, and they everybody who served in it has fond memories of it. In fact, if you travel up by 75 at exit 244 in Roscommon, there is a superb museum of an old Civilian Conservation Corps camp. And people have always, ever since I can remember, talked about bringing something back and having one like this again, either having the state sponsor it or the federal government sponsor it. Trouble is, it would take a lot of money, and it's not clear if anybody has that kind of money. There's also been talk about doing sort of a civilian infrastructure corps to rebuild roads and bridges, but these are great nostalgic thoughts, but I haven't yet seen any really coherent program.
So there's no chance for us to get in the program, is what you're saying?
I think they want young people, and that probably leaves me out.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.